God desires that we have a relationship with Him that involves conversation and with us being involved in His kingdom work. God is moving about this earth to do amazing, powerful things. And He wants us to be a part of that. Us, His kids, those who have asked Jesus to be His Lord and to be our Lord and Savior. And it's a privilege to be a part of God's work. But we need to be led by His Spirit in this work. In order to be led by His Spirit, we need to have surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be absolutely surrendered to Him. It is the doorway to being led by the Spirit. I'm just going to ask Abby to come up, and I'm going to give a bit of a demonstration here. And this is going to just give us a clear picture of what this surrender does for our being led by the Lord. Now, I'm just going to ask her to hold her hands out like this. Now, this is symbolic. These fists are symbolic of resistance, of defiance, of unwillingness, of holding on to what I want, what I plan, what I dream. And to try and lead, it's very hard, right? But if she releases, this is symbolic of surrender, of I'm willing, I am open. So then there's an opportunity there to be led. Thank you, Abby. That is the picture that God wants us to have in our minds for our lives. Are we like this still? We're not going to be easily led. The heart isn't in it. But as soon as we release everything to Jesus and say, it's all yours, God, to do with as you will, He will take our hands and He will lead us into some beautiful things that He has in mind to impact this world for His glory. So who's willing to go like this before our Lord and Savior? If we are in an attitude of surrender, we can allow the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct us. As we just read in Romans 8:14, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. And this will bring God's purposes to pass. I remember when I was down in this other country, and I was taken by this elder of this church to this lady's house, and I was being taken there to pray for her healing. And the Lord has taught me that, you know, when I'm going to be praying, I need to be listening to Him as to what to do. I need to be led by Him. And so I was there to pray for her healing. But what the Lord brought to my mind was pray for her to know my mercy, my grace, my compassion. That kind of surprised me because that wasn't on the agenda of that elder when I was taken to that lady's house. But that was on God's heart. That was on His agenda. And when I looked up, there were literally tears streaming from her face. Why? Because the Holy Spirit was touching her at a very deep need in her heart. That was a deep need that Jesus knew about. And He led me to be a part of Him meeting that deep need. And then at the end, He said, yeah, pray for the healing. So I prayed for the healing. And the next trip back, I went to see her again. She said, I have a clean bill of health. God does the full package of ministry. It's exciting to be led into that. There was another person I was taken to pray for healing as well in that same country. And apparently this man had had people really be aggressive with him in sharing the gospel. They weren't very kind or gentle about it. and he reacted like a lion. And here I was to meet this man, to pray for his healing. And the Lord put it on my heart to speak to him gently about an intimate relationship with Jesus. And the Lord gave me such favor. And this man, instead of being a lion, was like a lamb. And I could sense the presence of God so strongly as I was sitting on that porch with him, speaking to him. You could just tell God was moving so powerfully in his heart. And in fact, after I prayed for his healing, I noticed there was a tear coming down his cheek as well. God was reaching this man in a very powerful way. But I needed to be led by the Lord so that I could see God's agenda come to pass. I had to let go of my agenda and say, Father, I'm available. Every single one of us can do that, but are we willing? And as I alluded to before, being a good listener is incredibly important to being led by God. And this is where prayer comes in. Prayer is actually a conversation that is a part of a relationship with Him. And as such, it is a two-way street. Speaking and listening. We need to listen to God to have a Spirit-led life. We need to listen for what to say, do, or pray in every aspect of one's life, whether it's recreation, whether it's marriage, whether it's your job, whether it's a conversation with a bank manager, whatever. We need to always have our ear cocked, listening for what the Father might be saying to us. We need to be paying attention. Now let's look at some examples in Scripture of speaking and listening, which led to people being used by God. We're going to look at some biblical examples here of situations where God told someone what to do. In the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 to 3, it says in there, sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, first part of the conversation, here I am, he replied. The second part, do you see how there's a back and forth? Abraham was listening and we're having a conversation. Then God said, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. God gave him something very specific to do. And it was a part of a huge spoiler alert that God was giving to what he would do himself down the road. He gave Abraham the instruction to set up this wood altar to sacrifice his son, which pointed to the wood altar of the cross upon which God would place his only son to die for our sins. Abraham was given this beautiful job of broadcasting what God would do in the future. It was a part of God's kingdom work. In the New Testament, Acts chapter 8, verses 29 to 39, there's a couple verses I'm going to highlight. In verse 29, it says, the Spirit told Philip, go to that chariot and stay near it. Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. Do you understand what you're reading? Philip asked. How can I? He said, unless someone explains it to me. So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. The eunuch was reading this passage of scripture. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before the shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. The eunuch asked Philip, tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else? Then Philip began with that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. Philip, go stand there. Why would I stand there? What's the point of standing there? Philip didn't do that. His hands were open. And he went and stood where the Lord told him to stand. And he was able to share the gospel. And that eunuch went back to Ethiopia. And that entire nation was affected by the gospel in an incredibly powerful way. God's kingdom work was accomplished. If God tells you to go and be somewhere, we need to be somewhere. If God tells us to give something, we need to give something. Because there is an incredible kingdom thing that God wants to do through that obedience. And it's exciting to be a part of God's stuff. In Acts chapter 16, verses 6 to 10, Paul and his companions traveled through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. It's interesting to note here that sometimes God says, don't. Don't buy that car. Don't get that house. Don't say that thing you want to say to your sibling. There are times where God says, don't. And we need to obey. Because if we go past that stop sign, we could end up in a real disaster. I wish I'd never bought that house. I wish I'd never said that thing to that person. Disaster. Always important to listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, come over to Macedonia and help us. After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. God gave them a very specific direction as to where it was that they were to go. They listened. How are we going to help others to follow Jesus effectively? That's our mission statement. How are we going to do that effectively? We need to listen for what God is saying that we are to do. We need to be led by the Spirit. Spending time with God and listening to Him will result in you and I being led to do important things for others, for His kingdom purposes. I do remember one time when I was saying to the Lord, I was saying, Lord, how do I show my mom your love? She didn't know Jesus at the time, and I ached for her to know Jesus. And so I was asking the Lord, how do I show her your love so that she comes to know that? And He just dropped this idea in my mind. He said, send her flowers. Oh, okay. So I contacted this particular flower company, and I happened to live on the island here at the time, and she was on the mainland, but with this flower company, you could order from here, but they would deliver over there. It was very convenient. So I went ahead, and I ordered these flowers. I got them sent to her, and a while later, I got a letter from her. Got a letter in the mail. This is in the old days where there was only snail mail. Now, that technology that Dave was talking about. But I got this letter in the mail, and she said, the day that those flowers arrived, I really needed them. Isn't that awesome? Our Heavenly Father knows exactly what's needed, when it's needed, and it will accomplish His purposes. That, among many other things that He told me to do, allowed me the privilege one day to lead her to Christ over the phone. Our God is good. We're now going to look at biblical examples of where someone was told by God what to say. In the Old Testament, Exodus chapter 19, verses 3 to 6, I'll just highlight these parts. It says, "Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, 'This is what you are to say to the house of Jacob, and what you are to tell the people of Israel.' And he gives him a message, word for word. And God goes on to say, 'These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites.'" In the New Testament, Matthew chapter 10, verses 17 to 20. "Be on your guard against men. They will hand you over to the local councils and flog you in their synagogues. On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say. For it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Do not worry about what to say." I don't know what to say to my neighbor. I don't know what to say to that person who is struggling in my classes at university. I don't know what to... That's okay. He does. I remember one time I was sitting down and there was this lady that I was talking to at this camp, and she was telling me about how she had lost her son in a fire. I don't know what to say to her. I've never lost a child in a fire. I'm clueless. But he isn't. And so as she was speaking, the Lord was laying on my heart different things to share with her. And I shared those things with her. And it was like light came into darkness. Hope came into hopelessness. And it not only impacted her, but I heard it went through the grapevine, through the whole extended family that happened to be at that camp as well. It's a beautiful thing when we listen to Jesus and let him give us the words to say, because they're words of life. They're words of hope. They're words of healing. I don't want Tim's agenda in the way. We don't need our agenda in the way. We need to have the agenda clear with the open hands, and then Jesus will minister as Jesus will minister. In Acts chapter 5, verse 19 and 20, it says, "But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and brought them out. 'Go and stand in the temple courts,' he said, 'and tell the people the full message of this new life.'" Yes, God does speak, and he does give us words to speak. And spending time with him and listening to him will result in him giving you something to say that is important for others for his kingdom purposes. Spending time with God and listening to him will also result in him leading you to pray for what is exactly needed for his kingdom purposes that will be brought about when you pray what he leads you to pray for. I've already given you an illustration of that lady who I was taken to pray for healing for. There's another illustration to do with an elder in this other country, in a church there, who I was led to pray for. And as I was praying for him, God laid on my heart, he said, pray for a new job for him. Now this was kind of interesting because he'd said nothing about a new job. And so, knowing that it was God, I went ahead and prayed about a new job for him. And afterward, he said to me, "Oh, by the way, I'm looking at leaving my good paying job and going into full-time ministry." God knows everything. And when we're listening to him, when we're praying for others, it is amazing what he will give us to pray for and how that impacts other people. It is so powerful. I can't tell you the number of times that I've had it where I've simply prayed what God led me to pray for, and the other person says, it's funny that you should pray for, because now here's the backstory. Wow. And they are so impacted because they know that it was Jesus leading that whole thing, because they had not said a single thing to me. Any one of us can listen to Jesus. Any one of us can be like this and hear what it is that he desires to lay on our hearts. And we can say those things. We can do those things. We can pray those things. Every one of us. And we can see God's kingdom come. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He's a whosoever God, a whosoever will. He doesn't say, I'm going to choose that person because they're better looking. I'm going to choose you because you're taller, stronger, faster. No, he says, whoever is willing. So the question is this morning, are we willing? So how do we engage in this process of getting to know when God is speaking to us? Again, technology is wonderful when it works. There we go. How do we engage in this process of getting to know when God is speaking so we can be led by him? Well, recognizing when God is speaking to us comes through spending time with him in his word and in prayer. The more time one spends with him, the more intimate the relationship becomes, like any relationship. The more intimate the relationship, the easier it becomes to recognize when he is communicating with us. How much time are you willing to spend with the lover of your soul? That's the question that God is asking this morning. How much time are you willing to put in being to be intimate with the Father, the Heavenly Father? If really you're willing to put in the time in that relationship, it's a beautiful thing. He says, draw near to me, and I will draw near to you. You will have intimacy with the Father. And that's key to being able to know when he's speaking to you. Another thing, always have your ears open. Always be listening. Pay attention to thoughts that come into your head that might be him, impressions on your heart, to the circumstances that are going on. Is this an open door that God may be giving me? Be attentive. The next point is, we can start this way. When we read the Bible, we can ask God to help us to know him as we read it, to know his ways, and to understand what he wants us to understand in his word. Ask him actively in that. And then as we read, he will help us to see the things he wants us to. He'll highlight certain things. That is God speaking to us. And then as we do this continually, then we'll begin to recognize when he speaks to us in other ways, in thoughts or impressions that he puts in our hearts and minds, when he speaks to us through other people or through circumstances or even through dreams and visions. Now, how do I know when it's God speaking or prompting? How can I know that so I can recognize when I'm being led by him? Well, the thoughts, the impressions, the visions, the word from somebody else always has to line up with Scripture. That's the first thing. God will never, ever, ever, ever violate his word. If you get a thought in your head that says, go rob a bank, Do not pass go. Do not collect the $200. Otherwise, you'll have cell time. But if you have a thought that comes in your head or an impression that maybe you should help out this family that isn't doing so well financially, chances are that's God. Because God tells us in His Word to think of the poor. He wants us to be compassionate. So the first thing is, does it line up with Scripture? The next thing is, there's a scripture that says that God is not a God of confusion, but of peace. And the second principle revolves around what I call God peace. So if you have this impression, like I say, to help that family, and you have this peace, not peace like I'm in Hawaii on the beach, but this peace of God that passes understanding on your heart about doing that, that tends to be God. You have this thought that comes to your mind, maybe we should give $200 to that particular mission organization. And you have that peace that passes understanding about it. There's a very good likelihood that that is God leading you to do that particular thing. Maybe you have a thought, I need to go to talk to that person at church next Sunday, just to introduce myself. And you have that peace that passes understanding. Good chances that's God prompting you to bless someone in an awesome way. They could be praying, Lord, I just want one person to introduce themselves to me. And if you obey that prompting, that could be a huge, huge thing for that person in their walk with God. The next principle, it says in Psalm 23 that He leads us beside the still waters. Leads, doesn't shove. The picture I often give people is this. I'm being drawn. I'm being led to give that $200. I'm being drawn. I'm being led to encourage that person. Not, you better do it or else. That's not Jesus. You better do it or else. That kind of forcing kind of thing. When Jesus speaks, it's this drawing, it's this leading. That is another principle to know whether it's Jesus or not who is speaking to you. The next principle is that it talks about in Scripture that God opens doors that no man can close and closes doors that no man can open. And so open and closed doors are another part of the way that He leads and guides us as well. Lord, I need to know if I need to take this job or not. All of a sudden, all the doors close. Could be a sign that God is saying, no. Right? Or, on the other hand, the doors could open for certain opportunities as well. That's another way that God leads and guides. And lastly, there's a principle in Scripture where God says that in the midst of many counselors, there is safety. And so it is a good thing when, let's say, we feel that there's a certain thought that has come to our minds. We feel that this may be something that God is leading us to do. You have a peace about it. It's a good thing to talk to a person who's walked with the Lord for a long time and say, hey, this is what I think maybe the Lord is leading me to do. What do you think? And then they can be that person who can be that sounding board and give you wise counsel and say, you know what? That's right spot on, because in Scripture it says this, this, and this. Or that person might say to you, oh, I'm not so sure because of this, or have you thought about that? God uses that as a safety net for us, so that we can know truly whether that is Him or not. So these are some principles that we can apply in order to know whether God is actually speaking to us. And actually, they are in the order that we need to be going through in terms of a checklist. The first thing, as always, is it scriptural? If it doesn't pass that test, do not pass. Go, do not collect $200, don't go any further. But if it passes that test, then you can go on to the other benchmarks in those principles that I've just said. The next key is that obedience is super important to being led by him. In John chapter 21, verses 1 to 6, it says this: After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And in this way he showed himself: Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, I'm going fishing. They said to him, We're going with you also. They went out and immediately got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning had now come, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, Children, have you any food? They answered him, No. And he said to them, Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast, and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish. Jesus says, We obey, there is plenty. Plenty. Not only plenty for us, but plenty for others, for the kingdom. Last night at the gala here, I spoke to the grads from VIU and mentioned this account in Scripture where there was a boy who gave some bread and some fish. And Jesus took that and he made an incredible buffet that fed 5,000 plus. And not only were they fed with physical food, but they were impacted for the kingdom of God. So when Jesus says, do this, say this, pray this, when we obey, there will be an abundance, not only for you, but also for others, for the kingdom. There will be many people affected by you when you obey Jesus, who will come to know him as Lord and Savior and be able to spend eternity with him. The number is countless. Our part is simply to say yes, Jesus, and obey. Are we willing to obey? Now, there is a warning in Scripture. If we continually disobey, God says that there will be a famine of hearing. If God has spoken to us many times and we just keep ignoring it and not doing it, eventually there won't be things said until we repent. Lord, I blew it there, sorry. Okay, I'm ready to obey. We cannot keep ignoring Jesus and expect him to keep talking and giving us things to do. But as soon as we repent, we're good to go, and he'll start to speak, and we can take action. I love how merciful he is. So in conclusion, this being led by the Spirit involves some key points here. Number one, God desires to have a relationship with us that involves conversation and with us being involved in his kingdom work. Engaging in a conversation with God with an emphasis on listening as well as speaking brings about being Spirit-led. Obedience to what he leads us to do, say, or pray leads to him using us in very amazing and powerful ways. So the question is, who's willing to do this and then to be led? Let's have a word of prayer now. And if you're willing, just hold your hands open to Jesus as we pray this. Just open your hands as an act of surrender. Lord Jesus, we're so grateful. We're so grateful that you love us. We're so grateful, Lord, that you want to include us in what it is that you're doing. Lord, we open our hands to you now as a symbol of opening our lives to you, Lord, for you to have full control, Lord, for you to do what you want with our lives, just whatever you want, Lord. Help us to keep our hands open towards you all the days of our lives, Lord. Help us to have our lives totally open to you, always. And Lord, help us to listen. Help us to listen. Help us to spend that time at your feet, Jesus, investing in getting closer to you. Help us to be so close to you, God, that we know you face to face, like Moses did. Help us, Lord, to invest in that time in your word with you, Lord, and help us to recognize when it is that you are speaking to us. And when you do, Lord, help us to obey instantly. Help us to be about your business, O God. Thank you, Father. We pray this in the powerful name of Jesus. And everyone said,